Just a few hours after touching down at Juba International Airport from the United Arab Emirates on Wednesday, President Kiir revoked Akol Kurkuk's new appointment as governor of Warap State. A resident of Juba town who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of government reprisal says the reversal is a big blow to South Sudanese citizens who want to trust their government.
It's a huge turnaround for politics in the Republic of South Sudan. The most trusted people are being trashed and maybe being put behind bars, you never know. But this is not a new thing. We all know how Malong got away from his position and was also put behind bars for some reasons. So this seems to be a tradition for us as South Sudanese, even during the Bush. So that has always been.
Merkaje Lona, Secretary General for South Sudan Democratic Engagement, Monitoring and Observation Program, says recent developments could result in turmoil.
For me, the appointments and the revocation of the appointments brings a lot of lessons. One, what kind of governance do we have as a country? For an appointment to happen, there has to be criteria, there has to be analysis, there has to be a decision arrived at. And we're surprised how that decision is also changed in a very short time, even before the appointed person takes oath of office. For me, one thing I've learned from here is a constitutional lesson. What kind of constitution do we have?
Boboya James is an independent policy and security analyst. James says the alleged friction between the Presidential Tiger Division and National Security Service needs to end, so there is room for reconciliation.
Akol Kurkuk is back in Juba, and therefore, even if he's not going to get another job for the interest of peace, I think it's good for him to reconcile with the president and his continue to help the people of South Sudan to build peace. He has served this country for more than 13 years. His legacy is more visible. He's more highly regarded and respected South Sudanese. So to have that kind of clean legacy from what he has been doing, apart from the bad evil he has been doing, let him ride on the positive part. This country is not ready for another conflict. This country is ready for unity.
Last week, President Kiir removed General Akol Kurkuk from the post of Director General of the Internal Security Bureau, replacing him with General Akech Tong Aleu. General Kurkuk, a longtime Kiir confidant, was fired while on an overseas mission in the United Arab Emirates. His appointment as the Warap State governor was revoked before he took an oath of office. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.